Welcome to the National Institutes of Health. I'm Christine Guilfoy, and this is Research Developments, a podcast of the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, the NICHD. When researchers triggered an immune response in the wombs of pregnant mice, their offspring showed signs of brain damage that lasted well into adulthood. The animal's hippocampus, that's the part of the brain responsible for memory and spatial orientation, was smaller, and they had poor motor skills and behavioral issues like hyperactivity. This study was designed to mimic an infection or other condition that might cause inflammation in the uterus of a pregnant woman. This kind of inflammation in human mothers has been linked to preterm birth. With us now is Dr. Irina Bird, who conducted the study with her colleagues at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Dr. Bird, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ms. Guilfoy.
Could you describe the experiment you did and tell us why you did it?
Certainly. So we employ a lipopolysaccharide, also called ALPS. It's a component of gram-negative bacteria, and it simulates a most common clinical scenario associated with preterm birth, that of intrauterine inflammation. So we injected intrauterine in mice during gestation, and we mimic preterm birth, and then we also investigate what happens with pups or fetuses and going long-term, how that affects fetal brain development and neurobehavioral function long-term before they wean from mom and well into adulthood.
Okay, and what is inflammation and what could cause inflammation inside a woman's uterus during pregnancy?
Well, in addition to infections that are associated with preterm birth, there are also other causes, immune causes because of different exposures outside of infection. So different immune reactions of moms stimulate mom's immune system, and that could also affect the fetus.
Good. And is inflammation during pregnancy common?
Infection and inflammation do occur, and we connect it to preterm birth. So, preterm birth now is about 11%+ in our population, and a fair amount of inflammation and infection happens with earlier gestations. And the earlier gestation, the higher there is an association with infection. But others are associated specifically with inflammation within mom's uterus, and that means there are different immune cells that are activated within mom that produce specific mediators called cytokines. And those cytokines may impact placenta, which is a communication between mom and the baby, and then going further affecting fetus, short-term and long-term.
So you've done this experiment. What kind of changes did you see in the mouse pups exposed to inflammation in the womb?
So those pups that survived and were not born early and continued to go with inflammation to term and then delivered as survived, those originally had problems with motor skills. And we found with imaging their brains with MRI and so to speak, adolescent period, we found a lot of edema or water in the brain. However, those changes were then decreased, and actually the motor function somewhat normalized, and the edema decreased in the brain. And long-term in the adulthood and later periods of life development, what we find is that specific portion of the brain, hippocampus, became smaller. And that was found also with MRI, with imaging. And what we found specifically what was happening with the hippocampus is that neurons, the major cell type in the brain, decreased in quantity. And that was affecting males more than females. And furthermore, we saw that immune cells were changed in the brain. We saw that infiltrating immune cells were increased, especially in males, in the brain. And that was being an effect of in utero inflammation exposure and going far, far into adulthood. These results are concerning, and we saw behavioral phenotype also. These mice were hyperactive and having some spatial and memory issues going long-term, but no longer motor.
Interesting. And can you just tell us a little bit about the hippocampus? How is it significant?
Hippocampus plays a very big part in memory and spatial learning. And so one would understand if there is decreased number of neurons that are firing, and if there are immune cells that are also secreting some mediators, inflammatory mediators, even impacting the small population of neurons, there might be some changes in synapse and some changes in neuronal communication, not only between them but with other cells. And so that may lead to the consequences in neurobehavioral development and in their behavior.
Interesting. And do you know why these changes occur more in male mice than in females?
That is a great question, and that's something that we're currently investigating. And we believe and speculate there could be a difference in certain kinds of receptors, hormonal receptors, and may not be only attributable to hormonal levels, different hormonal levels such as estrogen in males and females and sort of their protective role, but also a role of hormonal receptors in this.
Great. And for your research, what do you think the takeaway message is? Might your findings have implications for human infants whose mothers have an infection or inflammation during pregnancy?
That is a fantastic question. These experiments, something we cannot conduct in humans. So we use mouse model in this case to simulate something that occurs in utero and then follow the offspring well into adulthood. And understanding there might be some immune changes in brains of ex-preterm offspring gives us an opportunity to understand some biological processes that occur in ex-preterm children. And so understanding those mechanisms would then could go ahead and create some therapies that would be specifically targeted to decreasing these adverse perinatal outcomes and adverse adult, outcomes going into adulthood while baby's still in utero.
Very good. Dr. Bird, thank you for speaking with us about your research.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being with you.